Okay, good morning, everybody. So here we are, Parashat Vayera this week. So last week in Parashat Netzach, we looked a little at some inyanim relating to Brit Milah, and these inyanim Brit Milah continues a little bit in this week's Parashat as well. But I continue looking at another angle of Mitzvah Brit Milah. So in this week's Parashat, recorded is the Brit Milah of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is the first person to have had a Brit Milah on the eighth day. Yeah, Avraham Avinu has his Brit much later on. Yitzchak Avinu is the first person. Says in the Pasuk, "Vayomer Avraham et Yitzchak b'noi ben shmoina yomim." Avraham Avinu gave Yitzchak a Milah on the eighth day. Kase tivoi telekim. No, sorry.
No.
You've been brought here under false pretenses. Sunday and Thursday, halacha. Middle of the week, parsha. What's going on? Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay. It's halacha, but different halacha. So, Avraham gave Yitzchak Avinu a Brit Milah, and a few psukim later, it is recorded by Yigdal HaYeled, the child grew up by Gomal, if you know it in English, he was weaned, he no longer needed to nurse from his mother. By Yad Avraham, Mishtek Godel, for Yoni Gomel and Yitzchak, and Avraham Avinu makes a big party for Yoni Gomel and Yitzchak on the day that Yitzchak reaches this age. It is strange. So, we look at maybe a more midrashic angle of it.
What's wrong with
so there's nothing about the Brit in this Mechoyah, in this Pasuk. Now, if we take a look in the Sefer Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the Medrash of Chazal, Medrash tells us like this. Rabbi Omer, lo ikib Avraham mikol hashem tivo. Avraham Avinu did everything Hashem commanded him. Shenema ben shmoinat yomim. If shenoli Yitzchak ben shmoinat yomim, he gishlo milah. He was commanded on the eighth day to give the children milah. And when Yitzchak was born, he did. He went ahead. Yitzchak was born 8 days old. He gave him the Brit Milah. Shenema vayomel Avraham et Yitzchak benoi ben shmoinat yomim. Then the Medrash continues with something which isn't open in the Pesukim, and it says, Mikam Omru Chachomim. From here, from this episode, from this Pasuk, the Chachomim say, Chayev Odom La'afes Simcha U'mishte Ba'oisai Hayoy. Person is obliged to make Simcha and a Su'uda Ba'oisai Hayoy. On that day, Shezotol Lehimel Es Benoi, when he brings his child to Brit Milah. Ka'avrom, like Avrom, Shemol Es Benoi, who performed the mitzvah of Milah, Shenema Vayoma Avrom Es Yitzchak Benoi, etc. Now, where in these psukim do we see it hinted in any way that Avraham Avinu made a su'uda l'kavod the Brit Milah? We see that he performed the Brit Milah, but we don't see that he made a su'uda. The Medrash seems to be indicating that somewhere in this episode of Avraham Avinu we're going to see a source not only for the actual mitzvah of Brit Milah, but also for the custom to make a Tzuda on this day. Now where do we see that? As we noted when we read through the Pesukim, the only reference to any sort of Mishteh does not seem to be referring to the Mishteh of Brit Milah. Now, there's a Tosfos who quotes this Pirkei Rabbi, this Medrash which indicates that there's some sort of source here for Tzuda Brit Milah. And explains a little further what the source is. Says there's a type of certain remez in the Pesukim, places in the second Shabbos, the third thing on the sheep, the Chayim Amrinal, Vayat Avraham Mishtei Godel, Vayoyim Egomen Es Yitzchak. He quotes this pasuk, this later pasuk, about this party, this event that Avraham Avinu splashed out with a big party, Vayoyim Egomen Es Yitzchak. And he says, what does it mean? Vayoyim Egomen Es Yitzchak. On the day which we normally translate according to Poshut Pshat, the day that he was weaned, but says Tosfos, "Vayoyim Higomel." Look at this remez. Tosfos says, "Vayoyim Hey Gimel Mol." On the day of Hay Gimel, what is Hay Gimel? Yeah, simple mathematics. Hay Gimel, 5 and 3 is 8. On the day of Hay Gimel, Mol. On the day of Hay Gimel, Mol. On the day of 8, he performed the Brit Milah. The Ayin of the Yerushimini. The Milah, the Yerushimini, the Milah, coming in the house, like the Gematria of Hay Gimel. So he makes a big party on this day of the Milah. That is how we understand this possible Bedeira for Rebbe. Now let's just ask a Shiloh over here that, okay, maybe it's a Rebbe, maybe we don't have to question further, nor always remotely easy to understand how they go in Poshet Shat and the Pesukim. But over here, if we'll read this possible from the beginning, by Yigdal Hayelet by Yigoba, the child grew up by Yigdal. And Avraham made a big party with Yoim Higomer. So the opening words of the Psukim appear to indicate to us that in fact this event took place after at least a certain period of time, whatever you're going to call Yigdal HaYeled. The child grew to a certain extent. It can't, surely can't be on the eighth day. What is Yigdal HaYeled Yigomer? And then Vayat Avraham Mishne Godel V'yemi Gomel Et Yitzchok. Okay, give me. It's the Knesset to Mitzvah, the Knesset into Brit with the Kodesh Baruch
Hu. Grew up from 2 years and older, for example.
Right.
Then it should be like the Kodesh. And there's another thing I would say. The Torah would not mention party would be substantial event.
Right, that's definitely true, no question about that.
Right now there's a mess, there's some technique called exclusion. Right now, what potentially Avraham Avinu could make five?
Right.
And then we will start to use this technique.
So we can arrive more than
understand. Because unless Torah says, you know, there is a head.
Why the ceremony?
The head part.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. No, no, that is definitely a way of understanding this message a bit better. But you know, Hayelet means in Torah sense. Okay. That's definitely one good, simple understanding. I'd like to turn to one or two of the halachot which relate to this milah, and Mr. Hashem will come back to a fascinating thing with the custom
service. The purpose, the way he
goes back to something else that he had made.
Yes.
Good reason that way. He doesn't quote those things.
He's not supposed to be in by the
true.
Maybe, you know, that. Let's talk about the first part.
Yeah. Okay, now let's turn a little bit to one or two of the halakhot which relate to this Suda. And Sasha will come back to this question of how we read this pasuk. So this custom to make a Brit Milah becomes stronger than just a custom. It's recorded in Shulchan Aruch to make a Suda for the Brit Milah. Shulchan Aruch in halakhot of Milah writes, Me'adim la'asei Suda be'yoyim ha'milah. It is the custom to make a Suda on the day of the Brit Milah, and indeed, you know, that's what we do. We say, you make a Brit Milah, and they invite a relative's acquaintances to a Suda, the cover of the mitzvah. Now, if we'll pay close attention to the word of the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see that he writes, the custom is to make a Suda, the Yoyim HaMilah, on the day of the Milah. So although that would certainly be, obviously that's the usual thing to do, when then would you do it if you make a Suda for a Brit Milah? It does sound like there's a particular stress for Yom HaMilah, it should be on the day of the Milah, not, you know, later date to make the Suda in honor of the Milah, no, on the day of the Milah. And in fact, we'll see this has certain halakhic implications, the fact that the Suda of the Milah is called, that it's Zman, it's correct halakhic time, at least, the Chachila will see soon in certain with the Eretz situation, but the correct time for the bridge for the Suda Bris is at the time of the mitzvah itself.
Very clear. You cannot do
Bris unless
it means for the day.
In other case,
you will have Suda next day. If you need to do it,
but you can only have it in the
you
day.
You cannot have, but even the Suda, you better not make Bris 2 minutes before Shkia.
Because then you wouldn't be able to perform this.
And then,
because
so
the
next day,
it's true. Yeah,
right now,
maybe, yes, might be right. There was a certain reasoning not to do that. Yeah.
No, the reasoning, but just all the
second. Yeah, you shouldn't. You should make the Suda, at least ideally, on the day of the Mikvah. Yeah. At least ideally, if there's no other. How strong is that?
No, I guess the pastor.
No,
and then how strong is this requirement? But the official recommended time is on that day. And we'll see what practical ramifications it has. There's the halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. Also, the Baya of Erev Shabbos, Suda Mishte, She'en Rogin Bimei Achbot. On Erev Shabbos, one should not fix a Suda which is a particularly large, significant Suda, the sort of Suda which one doesn't usually have on every regular weekday, not your regular lunch, not regular dinner time, but a Suda that you wouldn't usually have, something a bit more particular, a bit more fancy. One shouldn't fix that on Erev Shabbos. Now, Vabilu Hi Su'udah Eruvin. This applies, even if the Suda under discussion is a Su'udah Eruvin, a Suda covered in engagement, which is a Suda mitzvah, even a Suda mitzvah, one should not. Mipnei Kovid Shabbos. Because of Kovid Shabbos. She comes in the Shabbos, she'll toiv lev. In order that one should arrive in Shabbos, hungry with a desire to eat. B'chol hayoyim b'chol ho'id. In fact, this prohibition applies the entire day. Now, says the Ramah, Hagor. Note, Usku'udah shiz mama erev Shabbos. What about a meal, which is a particular, special, unusual meal, not a regular type of meal, but its time is fixed for erev Shabbos. To go in bris mila o'yipidin abed. For example, the Suda of Bris Mila, the Suda of Pidyon Abed, where the mitzvah has been performed that day, because that's the day you've got to do the mitzvah. Now you perform the mitzvah. Now there's an obligation to have the Suda on that day. And as we see over here, like, there's a distinction between a Suda of Erusin and a Suda of Bris Mila. Both of them are Suda of mitzvah. The fact that it's Suda of mitzvah, that is not enough of an excuse to do this, to perform this Suda on Erev Shabbos. Only the fact that the correct and proper time for this Suda is on this day. So when we have a Suda mitzvah, which could equally well be any time, so I like it's a Suda mitzvah, that doesn't give me license to have the Suda on Erev Shabbos. But when we have a Suda which A is a Suda mitzvah, and B is required to be on this day, then we have license to have it on Erev Shabbos. And an example of this is Suda Bris Mila, which, as we were Madaik in the Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchos Mila is an obligation for that very day. Let's just add in one other interesting idea from these halachos, which is in parentheses, but the halacha over there in these halachos of Hilchos Shabbos, having a Suda and Erev Shabbos, notes also that a Suda of a Siyum is also considered a Suda which its time is that day, i.e., meaning, in a situation where one finished the limud on that day, but if you finished it on a previous day and put off the siyum, so they're not. Then in a situation where you finished the limud on that Friday,
these are people doing siyum
less. But you leave the last bit for the time of the siyum. Then actually, the obligation to have the siyum is fixed for that day. Ideally, one should have the siyum on the day of the siyum. It's called the Suda, which is fixed time, is on that day. If you right. Okay. So having said all this, what will happen if for some reason or other one did not make a Suda Bris on the day of the Bris Mila? For some reason it wasn't possible, it wasn't able, whatever reason. So the Kishe Shuba in these halachos in Hilchos Mila writes, the Meira Suba shall loy osu Suda v'yoyim ha-Mila if something comes up, some reason comes up, and they do not perform a Suda on the day of the Mila. Yasu b'yoyim achli. Okay, so you do it another day. Although the original ideal time, the fixed time for it, is on that day, but if for some reason poof, it has to be put off, it doesn't mean that the Suda Bris Mila is now cancelled out. Now, so you do it another time. You have a Suda, the Chod of the Mitzvah, although the Mitzvah was performed previously on a different day. Nevertheless, it's still in place to have a Suda that covers the mitzvah at some later date. Now let's come back to the original question which we asked about Avraham Avinu. So, Let's take a look in the writings of the Chatam Sofer in this week's parsha. So he notes, "Vayigdal hayeled vayigomer." The opening words of the pasuk, "Vayigdal hayeled vayigomer." He grew up and was weaned. Pirush Rashi, and Rashi explains based on pasuk pshat, which is how we normally understand, "Kishahoya ben pasdalut soidish." This took place when he was 24 months old. Simple pshat, "Vayigdal hayeled," he grew to a certain age. And he performed this too. Veroiti besifte hachomim b'shem ba'arshan. Besifte hachomim explains further what is the source of Rashi to explain in this fashion. Midi ka'oma bayi gomal, and he was weaned. From the wording of the pasuk bayi gomal, and he was weaned, mashma keshe nigmal me'enot haynu b'maloit loi chattal es poish. That implies at the time when it was natural and regular for him to be weaned, which is at the end of 24 months. Chazal, in other places, write this as being the regular time when a child is ready to finish nursing from his mother. And he was weaned at the time that was regular and natural. And I wish to explain further, Al Pima da Omru Chazal, Beyoyi Gomel, Yoyi Shmini Shenimorvo. Based on what Chazal tell us, that the Yom Higomer, the legend that we looked at on the 8th day of the day of the Milah. Ki Avraham Avinu loy offer to the Milah Bizmami. Avraham Avinu suggests the Chasam Sofer did not make the Brit Milah right away on the day of the Milah. This party was the party of a Brit Milah, but Avraham Avinu did not make the Sudah on the day of the Milah. Why? Ki Omru Chazal, Ki Olecho Hiragnu Kol Hayoim Zem Milah Shuvim Mishukah. In fact, Milah, Lefi Derech HaTeva, might involve a certain sakon. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzil ami Yitzchak. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us, and we don't come with a sakon. But Yitzchak Hoya HaRishon Shenimel Nishmoyim. And Yitzchak Avinu was the first one to have a milah on the 8th day. Then Yaseh to the Yoimoi word Avraham Avinu to go ahead and make a tzudah on the 8th day. Yonu Matoilam. Oh, what everybody else sees, say it. Zokin Achlon Tomeat Baharina Soloi. Look at Avraham Avinu. How he is rejoicing at putting his child into danger. People haven't seen yet this experience where people regularly do a Brit Milah on the 8th day and don't have any trouble. Benet, Big Subas, Toysa says, Tinuk Yonik, Dala de Heshonim, Hobba Bori Hobba Kois. A child who is weak or ill needs to nurse from the mother for longer. Now that Yitzchak was 24 months old, when Yitzchak Avinu arrived in the month of 24th month and he no longer needed to nurse from his mother, then it was absolutely clarified to all the Umat HaOlam that there was no sakon involved whatsoever. He wasn't even weakened due to the milah. Because at 24 months, he was able to be weaned from his mother's milk. Oz also Sudas Pris Mila al Yoni Gomez Kits of Benoit. That is when he made the Sudas Pris Mila. After 24 months. Boys, the Sudas Mila will be in Hatalas Poyish. The Sudas Hatalas Poyish. That is how the Poshut Shah in Poshut, that the Sudas was made on the 24th month, after 2 years, fixed with the message of Chazal, that it was a Sudas Brit Milah. The answer is that in fact he put off the Sudas Brit Milah, he put it off until the 24th month. Why did he do that? In order that it shouldn't appear that Avraham Avinu is being someach in putting his son into Sakhana. So when the child is weaned after 24 months, which is the derech of a healthy, well child, when it was clarified to everybody beyond any doubt, and Yitzchak Avinu is perfectly well and healthy and did not suffer any damage due to the milah, then Avraham Avinu could go ahead with a clear conscience and make a Sudas Brit Milah. Okay, a beautiful chat. We've got a few more minutes, so let's just look at one other angle of the halachas of a Sudas Brit Milah. Now, the Gemara writes in Pesachim a list of people who are menudim lashomayim, who are excommunicated, sort of cut off by Shomayim. Doesn't sound like a very, very good thing, not something somebody wants. It gives a whole list of things. And the last thing, the yesh oimrim, af mi she'ein meita b'chabur shomit. Somebody who does not partake of a tzudah shomit, and somebody who is offered the opportunity to partake of a tzudah mitzvah and does not partake, he is in some sort of status of nidui of shamayim, excommunicated. Doesn't sound very, very positive. Now, what tzudah are we referring to when we say a tzudah mitzvah? So Tosfos of Leah says, what is a tzudah mitzvah? And he gives two examples. First he says, Haimu tzudah mila. A tzudah mitzvah referred to over here is a tzudah mila. So Allah of Medrash, the mitzvah of Dinah Shogahinim, which the Medrash says amazing things about, Tosfos partakes of tzudah mila, is saved from the Dinah Shogahinim. Okay, that's one thing. And a second example says Tosfos, with tzudah nisui, and a tzudah nisui. And so he said, particularly the tzudah nisuin of his holy pokum, about kohen the kohen and the mishpacha of kohen the kohen. Okay, well, even on the side like precisely those. So he says, also, funny, there are certain types of tzudah nisuin which are also included in this category of a type of tzudah mitzvah which if one does not append what is in nidui lashomah. And then he says, the dafti sheyeshon b'nei odom lehu goy. Not only. Only if the people there are fitting people who behave appropriately, properly, so to give us a more precise idea of what this means. But if there's a chashash that the people there are not so amazing, so then you don't have to go. Now, this halacha is recorded in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Mila. And in Hilchos Mila only. There are more rights over there. But for me, she'en o'eikol b'tzudas Mila, somebody who does not partake of b'tzudas Mila, havi kimenuda la shamayim, is though you've been nidui, the darkest shemim to shom b'nei odom she'en o'murgon. B'nei odom o'murgon. Only if there are to be found there, people who behave appropriately, and not if it's the other way. But I'll tell you, if the people there are b'nei odom o'murgonim, well, it's required to him.
Even,
I mean, the maintenance is
alone
to stay,
or that
he has to work, or he has something else he cannot pay, or
what
does that mean?
It's a very sadly thing.
Now,
so funny,
there is a minhag, which is quite widespread.
That's one of the reasons why people
die in the right, exactly. Now, the Shuvah over there reports this minhag from earlier Sforim, that there is a custom not to invite to into the spring. Because of all this, as we just make known that the tzudas bris is taking place, in such a time, and we don't say any further. We don't openly say, I'm inviting you, or please come, or anything like that, because of this concern. Rather, we simply refer to the fact that I'm making a tzudas bris at such and such a place in order not to get involved in this whole concern. Now, as we noted, the Ramah only records this halacha over here in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Mila. And will not find it mentioned anywhere else in Shulchan Aruch. Now the Bir HaGro on this Ramah writes the words Ayin Tosfos Psachim Daf Kuf Yudah. Have a look in Tosfos Psachim Daf Kuf Yudah. Now, what exactly does it mean by telling us have a look there? Often the Bir HaGro will simply point out the source for a particular halacha without telling you to have a look there. Over here he tells you to have a look there. Ayin Tosfos himself. The Ramosha Feinstein in his Shubas suggests that the Bir HaGro is coming to be Marami to the question which is popping up probably in our minds. That Tosfos says two examples of this Tzudah Shal Mitzvah, which one ought to attend, otherwise one's in this concern of Midri Lashomai. Two examples. This Tzudah Brit Mila, and certain types of Tzudah Nisri. So why does the Ramah only record it over here in Hilchos Brit Mila, and does not make any mention of it elsewhere? And let's also add that, in fact, also the Minhag Ba'olam seems to be in line with this Ramah. As we've heard of people being Medaktik, by a Brit Mila, not to invite people, but just to make note of the fact that the brit takes place wherever it takes place. But in Sudas Nisuin, we've never heard of any such halacha. In fact, the general custom is clearly taket, is clearly the opposite way, that people quite happily send invitations and they please come and friends their friends to come. So what's the difference? So the Moshe Feinstein suggests that in fact the Rabbah doesn't, as we indeed see, the Agra asks the question, but the Rabbah does not paskin like Tosfos put. Indeed, he only paskins his halacha by a Siddur's Brit Mila and does not paskin it by a Siddur's Nisli. And what would be the reason for that, says the Moshe Feinstein? That the Rabbah is on the understanding that the reason for this Nidu Neshamayim is not simply because it's a Siddur's mitzvah, there's a sort of mitzvah to attending the Siddur's mitzvah, and the main is very important mitzvah, so somebody doesn't attend the Siddur's mitzvah, you know, very bad. We said, well, you know, there's many other very important mitzvahs which we don't find this punishment attached. All mitzvahs are important. So what's my high? What's so special about it? So he explained to Moshe Feinstein that the Pshat is, it isn't simply the mitzvah of attending the Siddur's mitzvah. It's the fact that the Siddur's mitzvah of a Brit Mila is made for the covering of the mitzvah Gedolah of Mitzvah Mila. And somebody who attends that mitzvah is giving covering to the mitzvah of Mila. And the Nidui is a result of the appearing Zilzul treating lightly the covering of mitzvah milah. Whereas the mitzvah to attend a Siddur's Nisui really stems from a different thing. It's a sort of, let's call it, personal feel to be mitzvah, cotton the color. It's not that your attendance gives covering to a certain background mitzvah. It also does, but that's not the essence of the mitzvah to attend a Siddur's Nisui. The mitzvah to attend a Siddur's Nisui is your personal hero, mitzvah, whatever exactly it is, to be Messiah, Sultan Zakala. That's very nice, it's a mitzvah, but it's not the same as a Siddur's Brit Mila, when your attendance is for the sake of giving covering to the tremendous mitzvah of Mila. And that is the reason why somebody does not attend brings himself into this kashash. Alright, we'll stop here.